episode
11.
Titled
Pig Podcast.
Pig Podcast.
Platinum Investment Group.
Platinum Investment Group.
And our public service announcement is?
Stop it.
Stop it right now. Stop it. Stop listening. Stop learning. Stop everything. Period.
Sounds good.
Right? Yep. Why are we telling everybody to stop right now? Why?
Well, this is episode 11.
Yep.
If you've been listening since episode 1, we're almost a year into this thing. And if you don't have a house, you need to stop it.
You're not allowed to listen anymore. Cut it off right now. I'm talking to you right now. You're just learning, 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 and you're not executing, okay? And I think this is actually, you know, all jokes aside, this is actually an epidemic in our world today, right? Where we want to get so much knowledge. We want to learn everything. We want to get it perfect. But then we don't do shit. We're not doing anything about it.
Sitting, spin your wheels in the mud forever.
Seriously.
Waiting for the perfect time or the right time or for the market to crash.
I was just remembering because we're in November right now and it's snowing outside. I was reminding myself of that Canadian commercial where the wheels are spinning, the getaway car, and the cops are chasing them. Totally. But it's true, right? Like I know you are too. Like I love learning. I love personal development. I love educating myself. But put yourself into like maybe like segments where it's going to be like, I'm going to learn and I'm going to grow. And then I'm going to do. And I've met so many people as of lately that just learn and learn and learn and learn and learn and don't do.
Yeah.
Right?
You can't accomplish anything if you don't do anything. You may know everything, but until you're out there doing it, it's useless information.
Totally. And I think what can also happen is real estate investment can get complicated the more you learn, right? Because I've been to lots of seminars and I think you can always take a nugget from everything that you go to, right? But it can really confuse the fuck out of you as well, too. If you're at like five different seminars,
totally.
Right? And be like, oh my God, that guy, he made $1 million. This is what he did. Oh, this guy, he's got 200 units. That's what he did.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy, that's what he did. And then you're like, before you know it, you've got 20 different strategies on how to invest in real estate and you haven't pulled the trigger on one.
Yeah.
Right?
And you still get handcuffed like that. Sometimes I'm like, oh, maybe I should get a VRBO and I want to have a house in the islands to rent out on Airbnb.
Totally.
Or maybe I want to get a building or do this or that. But really, I've got a system that I know works and I need to just execute the plan.
Totally. And I think when you listen to different people, take a nugget from each one if you want to, right? Everybody actually, like in our industry, I think there's hundreds, if not thousands, of great mentors who have invested in real estate that have done great. You've done a great job. I've done okay too.
You've done a great job.
Right? That's not to say that our way is the absolute best and only way in the world, but stick to one way because you're going to learn so many different things and you're just going to get overwhelmed.
And if you don't do something, you end up becoming like a dabbler. You dabble in this a little bit, you dabble in that a little bit, and you never become like a master of any one thing. Jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah.
It happens with investing too. You got people that invest in this type of real estate, that type of real estate, this stock, that business, this thing, and you spread yourself too thin and you can't really execute one effective plan.
Yeah. I remember my first investment club that I was ever in, and it was like a bunch of great guys and they've all gone on. Then there was a girl in it too. They've all gone on to great things, but I'll never forget. We got together for probably about 4 months and we would get together every Tuesday morning at 7 a.m., right?
That's commitment.
Yep. And we would sit and strategize for an hour before, you know, we had to go to work and things like that. You know what we actually bought? Nothing. We bought nothing. Not a goddamn thing. We didn't buy a thing, right? And this is going back. Like, we could have bought anything.
Oh my God.
Anything. Oh my God. This was like, how many years ago? Man, this is like literally about 15 years ago. We could have bought
0% down.
We could have been the
rental.
The dumbest investors in the world and we would have made money, right? And all we did was get together. You know, no, wait. It actually cost me money because we incorporated a company.
Oh no.
And we got legal advice to incorporate the company. So no, not only did I not invest in anything, I lost money. Okay? So don't be that investor. That is like stupid.
Oh my God.
It's just, and if you're sitting out there and this rings true to you, don't be like me. Don't be like 15 year ago, 20 year old me and do that. Because listen, just like Tobias said it earlier before we started and said, don't complicate it.
Yeah.
Right? Don't complicate
Stop it. Stop complicating things.
Oh man.
It's really not that crazy of a concept.
No.
Get a property, get a tenant. profit.
Yes, totally. You know, you can get into the burr strategy, you know, yeah. It's freezing yeah. cold out there, burr, you know, buy, renovate, refinance.
That's a good Canadian acronym.
Yeah,
yeah. Burr. Yeah. It's always burr here.
Don't get bogged down in the secret sauce and the this or that, you know what? And everybody's going to package up a certain strategy and make it look amazing. The reality is that you got to do what's good for you. You're going to have a certain risk tolerance. You're going to have a certain comfort zone. What's good for me, Tobias, Joe, Bob, Larry, may not be good for you. But you know what is? Your comfort zone and pulling the trigger, because you need to pull the trigger. You need to buy one house. You need to buy one rental.
Yeah.
And that's it,
that's
really.
That's it. You know what? And it's, you know, just get the one. There's no secret sauce, actually. The secret sauce is ownership.
And you don't
that's
know.
That's the secret sauce.
You know what? There's two secret sauces. We're going to blend them together. Yeah. This is ownership and time.
And time.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because this is no get-rich-quick kind of shit, right? I look at my portfolio, and if I didn't buy all the properties that I did, and if I just bought my first duplex
yeah.
and nothing else,
yeah.
I would have, you know what? I would have been just fine.
Yeah.
Right? Over 10 Incredible. Years. And yeah. I just did a talk in Mohawk College about this. And my first house that I ended up buying for $165,000, 10 years later, I sold it for $475,000. Right?
Wow.
The mortgage was paid down Amazing. To $115,000. And in 10 years, I was able to pay off my mortgage with that payoff, which was almost $300,000. Right? And that was just one.
I was going to say, so you got one house
yep.
that you had $150,000 owing on, mm-hmm. and you sold for $4,000.
So I ended up buying it for $165,000.
$165,000.
Yep. And I sold it for $475,000.
$475,000. 10 years later.
And then I had $115,000 owing on it.
Wow.
So I had a $475,000 minus realtor costs, some renovation costs, got to pay tax on it. And don't talk to me about tax. Who gives a shit if you're paying a lot of tax? You're making some money. There are certain ways. Don't get bogged down in corp or no corp if you don't even have a goddamn rental property.
No sense in having a corp if you don't make any money.
You know what? Exactly.
So you net out almost $300,000,
mm-hmm.
paid tax on it.
Mm-hmm. No, well, actually, I netted out closer to $340,000 and paid tax on
$340,000 that. $340,000 paid tax on that. With capital gain structure, you would have been in $70,000 in tax.
It was a little bit less because it was my primary residence.
Oh, it was your primary?
Not for the whole time.
Yeah.
But what you're able to do is I was able to prove to Revenue Canada was my primary residence for 5 out of the 10 years. So Amazing. Then I sort of crystallized the 0 to 5,
yes.
right? And then I only had to pay the capital gains on the 5 to 10.
Nice.
So
walked away $300,000 over 10 years, $30,000 a year. And that's one house.
One house.
And it wasn't rocket science when you bought the house. It was just a house. It was the house that was in your budget that met a couple criteria.
It was a duplex. And this is what I was telling the kids at Mohawk College as well, too, is that, listen, it's a duplex. Live in half, rent out half. Subsidize your mortgage payment. You don't need to be a professional landlord, property maintenance. No. Like, this guy's extraordinary. You know what I mean? This guy's an anomaly, right?
Too kind.
But you don't have to be that guy.
No.
You can just buy one. And let it be something that builds in the background. Because if you can pay yourself, if you could pay your future self $300,000, uh-huh. $200,000, $400,000, it's a fucking game changer.
And that's forgetting about all the rent. That's forgetting about everything. That's just how much did the house go up?
And principal pay down.
Over
10 years. Even if the market... Even if the market flatlines, which I sincerely doubt is going to happen in our trading area, whoever's listening to this, I don't know, maybe if you're in Vancouver, it might be different, right? But you're going to pay down $8,000 to $9,000 a year in principal in 10 years. And if your house did not appreciate at all and you just use cash flow in order to renovate, you still have $90,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's more than the average Canadian salary today.
Or if you just sat on it for the full 25-year term. And it never went up in value. The house, you still pocketed what you paid.
Do you know how many...
Without it going up.
Do you know how many people live paycheck to paycheck right now in North America? Almost 72%. 72% live paycheck to paycheck. If you bought a house today, got your... Anyway, sorry, I'll stop swearing because I get a little passionate about this today.
We're going to have to put an R rating on this.
Yeah, totally. We'll beep this out, right? But if you ended up doing that over the course of 10 years, okay, you could be in a position where if you don't like your job, you could take a year off. You could sell that house, take a year off, and actually do something that you really love to do, tell your boss to go shove it. Do you know what?
Yeah.
and have a nest egg where maybe you're with your wife, your husband, your kids, and you can say, listen, guys, you know what? I know I haven't been the happiest person in the world coming home every day because I'm kind of depressed. I'm going to start something that I love.
Yeah.
And buying that one house could do that for you.
It's magical.
It is. And you know what? Just imagine, and people end up saying, like, people, I found like some people I was talking to today about that. They're like, the timing of it, the timing has to be right. And that's why they wait. They're waiting for the market to go up or down or all around.
Yeah. Right? You can't time the market. Warren Buffett said it's same thing. Can't time it.
Nope. And you know what? Here's the thing. Where are we sitting? We're sitting November 2019. You might have already missed the bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right? If you were sitting there waiting, oh, that bubble's going to burst. Well, listen, 2017 was really hot. Then it was not.
Yes.
2018 was a bit flat.
Yeah.
And we're appreciating year over year right now again.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you might have already missed it. So listen, I think the moral of the story is...
Stop waiting.
Start doing. Okay?
Be effective.
And you know what? Nike didn't sell a million shoes by saying, just think about it. Right? Just do it. Just do it. Cool. So you know what? Shut it off. That's it. That's all we got to say today.
There we go.
That's it.
Thank you.
Make it a fabulous day and don't tune back in until you bought a house. Okay, cheers. Or tune back in.
Or come back. Yeah. We'll keep talking. We'll be here.
Make it a fabulous day.